Many fear that student attendance would plummet as federal immigration enforcement escalated this fall in Chicago. A new analysis by WBEZ shows overall attendance this fall is similar to last year. Chicago Public Schools has turned to the community to help it with the difficult task of getting children to school when so many moms and dads feel vulnerable outside their homes. WBEZ's Sarah Karp brings us the story of one immigrant mother and how that help has made all the difference.
Maria has two little girls. One is about to turn two, and the other is a six-year-old who just started kindergarten. For the first few weeks of the school year, Maria's husband walked her older daughter to an Albany Park elementary school just blocks from her home. That came to an abrupt stop last month. Maria's husband was picked up by federal immigration agents as he made his way to work at a construction site. To protect Maria, we aren't using her real name or identifying the school her daughter attends. I had a very different life with my husband. He tried to give us what we needed, but my life took a huge 360 turn. Now that Maria is alone with the girls, she's terrified to leave the house. I'm the only person left for my daughters. At any moment, they could be left without their mother. I'm very afraid to go out on the street and face that every day. In the midst of her distress, there's a small light. Maria's little girl runs downstairs each morning to join what's called the walking school bus. It's the simplest of concepts. People, some parents, some not, help get their neighbor's children to school. Think of it as a big, well-coordinated carpool on foot. Here at this Northside school, the walking school bus really got underway after a mom was taken into custody by federal agents.
In the school community, people knew her. They have a mom snatched from a bus stop just a couple of blocks from the school is everyone's nightmare scenario. That day, the families were in panic.
Bridget Murphy's children go to the same school as Maria's. Their school is in a mostly working class area and is filled with the children of Latino and Asian immigrants. At 80%, it's got one of the highest proportions of students learning English in the district. The day after that detainment, dozens of parents kept their children home. It's a pattern that's played out across the city in neighborhoods most affected by immigration enforcement. Attendance has generally been comparable to last fall, but there are days it has plummeted. Worse than below 0 degree days last year. Murphy says attendance rebounded as a walking school bus took off. Some 50 volunteers walk about 90 children to school every day.
The outpouring of neighbors and community support has really exceeded my wildest expectations.
But it's a lot to put on communities, especially ones also patrolling streets looking for enforcement activity. On the other side of the city, in Little Village, Baltazar Enriquez leaves his home and gets into his gray SUV. It's 7 a.m. on a cool Friday in early November. The day before, the U.S. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino and his officers in their masks and flak jackets were in the area, and already Enriquez has gotten word that they might be coming back. His phone rings and buzzes nonstop.
Hi, good morning, Baltazar.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I just want to let you guys know they're moving through Burwood and Cicero's.
So most likely when they're done that way, they'll probably come out this way.
Seems like it, yeah.
Enriquez, the president of the Little Village Community Council, takes in the information. In this crowded neighborhood of mostly Mexican immigrants, federal immigration enforcement has become so constant that it's cast a pall that's become almost normal. A few blocks from his house, Enriquez pulls up to a brown brick apartment building.
Buenos dias. Mire, vengo a recoger la niña para la escuela.
Okay, ya un momento.
Okay.
A baby-faced 12-year-old in gray sweats comes down and slides into the back seat. She barely says a word as Enriquez winds down the side streets. Enriquez has a team of drivers picking up students and taking them to school. They keep getting new referrals. At first, there were 7 kids. Now, there are 64.
We have the magic school bus where we pick up the kids. A lot of these parents have a lot of trust in us because I wouldn't trust my kid on a stranger, but this is the only option that they have.
When Enriquez pulls into the busy drop-off line at Cardenas Elementary School, he tells the girl the end of the day pickup plan.
So, pero ella lo recoge de aquel lado. Se llama Felicia.
The neighborhood around the school is bustling. School staff and neighbors in yellow vests keeping a watchful eye as children hurry down the street. Boys and girls playing in the concrete lot in front of the building. It's proof that the fear hasn't won. But it's still hard every day. Maria in Albany Park says her 6-year-old daughter cries at night for her dad and wishes every day that he could still be the one to walk her to kindergarten. But she's happy she's still getting to go. Maria says her daughter tells her she wants to go play with her little friends. She wants to learn a lot. She doesn't want to miss a single day. She loves school very much. Sarah Karp, WBEZ News.